Hello, Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 29th, and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Libra, and that Libran connection for you as a Cancerian means concentrate on a home or family affair. Doesn't matter what it is, perhaps something might need clearing up, or you might need to make a decision about something that connects you with a relative or a person that you live with. But all in all, the emphasis is on home and domestic affairs today. And here's your Sunday stars. I really like the moon in Scorpio for you as a Cancerian, and what this tells me is you should at least give yourself a little bit of break, a little bit of fun, but I just feel that you're perhaps distracted into doing the wrong things. In other words, what you are concentrating on is really what you can pause on, or you can delay a little, when actually what you should be doing is giving yourself a break. Here's your Monday stars. Beautiful, fabulous, delicious. Yet Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, moves into your sign today. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the first house. The next few weeks are good for love and enriching your personality. It's a great for that fabulous makeover that brings so much appeal to others. You can be the person that everybody wants in the weeks to come. Here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday, Venus moved into your sign, and this is so good for many things. You'll be a magnet for love, a magnet for money. Although Venus isn't got the same big money appeal as Jupiter, at least with this aspect, she can guide you into the right places, or more importantly, guide people to you who are good for you in so many ways. A most attractive time lays ahead. Here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon in Sagittarius, that might not be so ecstatic for you, but nonetheless, it's a useful position for you if you've got anything medical or to do with your health to sort out. Any medical queries, anything where you need a checkup. And if you're as right as ninepence, then maybe somebody around you needs to sort themselves out. Because these stars are all about the energy that comes through having fitness and good health. And here's your Thursday stars. Now Uranus, that very erratic planet, spasmodic planet, is going to move up and down and now backwards. And for you, anything to do with your career or professional life could well go a little bit haywire, but please don't get worried. He's going to retrace his steps, and that means moving backwards, and you can do the same. Not a good time for commitment, but that will work in your favour. Here's your Friday stars. The difficulty with Jupiter squaring Pluto is an emphasis on the ethical. And so therefore, when it comes to home and family matters, and when it comes to a relationship or a partnership, you must be strictly ethical. So long as you keep your nose clean and you stick to your principles, all is well. It's a pity that the same can't be said about somebody around you who you trusted, but I suppose you've got to take the rough with the smooth, so long as you're okay. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.